the Newfound Overland Podcast, where we have relevant conversations about vehicle-dependent travel, adventure bikes to rocklanders, weekend warriors to full-time travelers, and everything in between. Newfound Overland. Overlanding undefined. Welcome back to another episode of Newfound Overland, and I think we found a name for our Monday show. And if you guys came over from the Budget Overland podcast world, we called that Overland Shenanigans. It was kind of, updated, keep everybody up to date on what was going on in the world of overlanding or events and all that stuff. If you guys had questions and stuff, you guys could call in. So I'm calling this one NFO Weekly Kickstart. I think that sounds appropriate because people like to tune in Mondays anyway just to kind of kickstart their week, their work week off right, and I don't blame you. So I was talking to Michael from Pruitt Knives of Valor, and I kicked that over to him, no pun intended, and he said that's a cool name. So if you guys like it, let me know. You guys can follow on Instagram, MySpace, good grief. Instagram, I don't have a MySpace yet. I doubt I'm going to get one. Instagram, Facebook, it's under groups, Newfound Overland. YouTube, I got a couple small little videos over there, nothing major. And then obviously Patreon, you guys can go over there, support me there. We've got quite a bit now. We got about 13 Patreon members, which is fantastic. We've got a $5 tier and a $20 tier. The $5 tier and the $20 tier will both give you stickers occasionally. It depends on how long you've been in the Patreon group there, but the initial one, you'll get a sticker. And I think I'm going to start doing quarterly stickers. And of course, once I get patches, depending on which brackets you're in, you're going to get those. You're also going to get discount codes for certain things. And once I come out with merch, yes, been talking to some people about merch. Once we get this, that all launched, we're going to partner with each other. We just got to figure out when and what that's going to look like. You'll get discount codes on the merch. And so super cool. Thanks to everyone over there in Patreon land who's believing in me and actually helps, support the channel. It's $5 to $20 a month. I mean, it helps out. It doesn't sound like a lot of money, but I've wasted more on scratch-off tickets a month than I have helping somebody else out there in the podcast world. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. It's not all doom and gloom because this isn't even an actual episode. This is all practice for me. Newfound Overland Podcast is going to launch next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, I believe. That is April 4th. And this might be the last Monday show until probably 2 weeks after. I might not do a Monday show next week. I might. As you can tell, my studio in the background has shifted a lot. And I'm recording with, I got a new DSLR camera, never had a DSLR camera before, so I'm trying to step up my game. I've got a new laptop because mine took a crap 2 weeks ago. So I've been working on a studio, trying to get my computer set up, trying to continuously mess with the lighting and all the fun stuff, the audio, the visual, all that fun stuff, because I want this podcast to blow all the other ones out of the water. Not in a competitive way, but why not? Let's have fun with this. And I'm not saying that because I got a lot of friends in the space. I got a lot of friends that have podcasts, and I don't mean it towards them. I'm just saying let's blow it up. The last podcast, let's blow a budget over it. Okay, let's say compare it to that. I don't want to compare it to other people because, frankly, I don't give a crap. This go around, I don't care about stats, who's tuning in or what. All those things should come organically without trying to spam the world with, hey, check out another podcast about overlanding, or hey, check out another YouTube about overlanding. I want it to naturally and organically happen. So the people that are tuning into this, I appreciate you. And if you ever get tired of it, just leave. I don't need to hear you complain about anything because I'm not going to listen. I'm just going to get that all out on front now. If you guys want to argue and bicker about what the term overlanding is, I'm just going to shut it down and not even, acknowledge it. So now that we've got all that out of the way, we've got more expo coming up April 19th and 20th. I will be there under the Budget Overland name, but Newfound Overland will be there as well in the same booth. How convenient. So I'll have some stickers. I'll have some patches in the, not NFO patches. I won't have any of those then, but I will have some, a few Budget Overland podcast stuff around, I think I got 6 or 7 patches left. I've got 4 or 5 of the nice leather hats. I don't know if you can see it. But back in July, I think we did a pre-order on those. Absolutely fantastic. That's from Moonlight Leathers in North Carolina. Absolutely fantastic quality. I think I got about four or five of those left. And I've got a ton of the I Am Overlanders and all that stuff. So a couple weeks ago, it might have even been last week, I mentioned that the podcast or the Budget Overland portal website will be open until 2026. That is not the case. It's expired. So I think that's going to go away real soon. Already deleted the store. So if you're trying to buy something over there, it will not work. The URL or the domain name will expire also. I thought I had a couple years on that, which is fine. That's just got to go away. So once I figure out with my merger and partner or whoever that is, I'm not telling you who it is yet. We're going to come out collaboratively and say that. So we're pretty stoked. And then most of all the merch is going to go through them. And then I might do random stickers and patches here and there just to keep it fresh. I like to do giveaways, and we'll do that a lot on this show, especially, as partnerships and all that stuff branch out. Companies want to, they want to partner and in return, give you guys kind of a break or an incentive to kind of shop with them. And I think that's cool. I'm not just going to partner with any company. I want to make sure that there are companies that I believe in and good quality stuff also. So that's going to happen eventually. But right now it is not happening. I'm just kind of keeping you all up in the loop since this is an unofficial show. Got my little notes down here. All right. I already said to follow all the things on social media, not MySpace. I don't know where my head's at. So Instagram, Facebook, even YouTube, and then Patreon. We already talked about that. And our fun little voicemail segments. You could still call in and tell me all about your events coming up. You could tell me, what's going on in your world of overlanding, anything cool or new that you've seen, touch the market or reach the market. It's this there for an open discussion. If it makes the air cool, if it doesn't, then it wasn't probably worth the time. But I might archive it and then bring it back. So don't get discouraged if you call and leave a voicemail. But we've got a new segment on there called Topic Talks, and I'm going to do that for each month. For March, it was group trips. So planning considerations, how do you guys communicate all that? The largest group I've ever planned for was 10 guys, 10 rigs. I think we had 12 guys for 5 nights, something like that, 2 years ago in Arkansas. And I planned probably 80% of it. I would have group messages and all that stuff going at all time. I even started a Facebook group to where we could communicate even better. And it went really well, considering we had people trickling in from like 6 different states at different times in the state of Arkansas and different days in Arkansas. So it was kind of stressful, I guess, because there's not a lot of cell service in the state of Arkansas. Not a lot of people had the InReach or Zoleo devices to communicate also. And a lot of considerations need to go into that. So I asked you guys, that was the topic talk for this past month. I had 2 voicemails, so we're going to listen to those here in a little bit. And yeah, I think that's going to be it other than me just playing. I've got the DSLR up there, which I don't think that's going to be the angle. I still got to get a couple little other small things. Hopefully the audio is sounding a little bit better. The studio is like super killer. I've been posting pictures on Patreon and Instagram, and sometimes on the Facebook group, just depends on where I'm at. I don't post the same thing all over because there's different, I don't know how to say this, different types of people are in different types of groups, so that makes sense. So like Instagram, it's more of a quick blah, blah, blah. Facebook, it's more like a, hey, let's interact a little bit more. So either way, check them all out. I'll just post them all randomly. So let me know what you guys think about the studio. If you are watching and you see this little thing back here with the reels, I bought that yesterday at a thrift. Well, it wasn't a thrift store. It was like a giant indoor garage sale. And this person's, there was a couple of them. They had like old vinyl and all sorts of analog cool things like that, record players and all this. This was a reel to reel. It wasn't working. I mean, it's working, but it doesn't play through the speaker. So I could bust it open and take it apart. But I told them, I was like, man, I've got like a little studio I've been working on, and this would be perfect. So it's back there. It kind of looks like I'm recording. It's not really working. I just like that kind of stuff. I really want the studio to be, just chill. It's got a lot of antiques. I love antiques. Has some camping things in here, but not a whole lot. It just matches my personality. I love old stuff. you know, tastefully trickle them in here and there. So I might change the setup maybe, I don't know, every 6 months or so, just something different. Obviously, the back walls and all that stuff's going to stay the same. So if you're on the road driving or something, you're listening to this, go check out YouTube. It's just Newfound Overland. You'll find it there. I'll try to post it in the Facebook page, but we'll see. You know, I might not even get that up today. I'm just going to try to. It's Sunday afternoon for me, so I'm going to try to get this uploaded to all the things. So when you guys, you know, like last week, I didn't have my computer, so I was using my wife's. You guys heard me and saw me post, like, I spent a bunch of time on this, and it wouldn't even upload, all that crap. So bear with me this week, hopefully. Once you wake up and anticipate there being a podcast, hopefully it's there. And if you haven't already, hit the follow, hit the subscribes, all those things so you're notified. I don't plan on pushing the show that much. It's going to be hard for me. And if I do every once in a while, it's probably for a reason. But if you guys could start sharing, I don't know, I might come up with like a specific flyer, but if you just start telling your buddies and something, like share on your page, you know, blast it to your storylines or whatever, it would really help me gain some more people that will listen, because I am starting 100% scratch at the old podcast platform. I think per month we were getting about 45,000 listeners. This month or this past, I don't have enough data now, but we've been doing this for, what, 4 weeks, 3 weeks. I've been doing the Monday show. And it's not even a fraction of that. And that's fine. I'm not doing this for the plays, but I think eventually, folks, this will take off. I just don't want to be, I just don't like when people push their content. I think it should organically happen. You know, I'd never pay for, you know, sponsorships or ads to push content out there. It's all from y'all sharing it. And then, you know, me, of course, going out there and, meeting people also. So if you could do me a favor, it doesn't have to be this episode. It could be an episode that actually makes sense to you. I'm not saying this one doesn't, but I'm just saying this one doesn't really have any good value to it. It's just me blabbering. So if there's a good episode out there that you gain some value, gain some good insights, or you like the guest or whoever, I would truly appreciate it if you would share that, tag me, even, you know, I might even send you a sticker, who knows. And then don't forget to go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Yes, we're going to do reviews, and we need to get back up to 200. That's just a personal goal of mine. I already told you, if you left a review for Budget Overland, you will have twice the entries to get the winnings. So I want to insinuate, if that's the correct word here, to go leave a review. I'm going to give away, let's see his. I got some new stickers. They're pretty cool. I'm going to give away one sticker for every 10 reviews, okay? So if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts for Newfound Overland, depending on, you know, so you might have twice the entries. You know, I'm expecting a lot of y'all from the Budget Overland to be over here by now. If there's some new listeners out here, super cool. Appreciate you showing up and checking it out. Bear with us as it's just me. Bear with me as I get my footings and, you know, get ready to launch this thing in a couple weeks. But I will do one sticker per 10 reviews. So if we get 20 reviews by next week, we'll do two drawings, and we'll do that until we get 100. How about that? So I will listen to this again, and I will write that down. For every 10 reviews on Apple Podcasts, I will do one sticker. It's about a 3-inch wide by about 2.25-inch tall. It's the logo, Overland or Newfound Overland logo. So pretty cool. I think I'm trying to do what I can with what I've got right now. I've spent a fortune on my little studio here with the gear and everything, just trying to up my game. So hopefully that shows and carries over. I'm having a fun time with it, by the way. I love videography as well as podcasting. I'm going to start doing more of the videos, probably not to a large caliber, if you will, but just some fun stuff. Like I just did one the other day. I wouldn't even call it a video. It was like a short little clip, but my buddy Ricky went camping with us, and I'm going to try to get him on the show. He went camping for the first time with us Friday night. As some of you know, my 4Runner is broken down. I finally got it home. It's in my shop, and I'm so glad that's over with. Shout out to Lorenzo if you're listening. I posted a comment the other day. Does anybody have a truck and trailer? He reached out to me and said he had a truck, and I just so happened to have a car hauler. So we went and got that last week, and it's been sitting in my shop ever since. I got to take the entire rear axle housing out and do a swap with another one. I got to get a ring and pinion gear, have those mated and lashed before I could drop it in. I'll probably... Hey everyone, hopefully you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to throw out a couple reminders that if you guys want to rock some NFO tees, we've got some good ones cooking up over at BeckerSupplyCo.com. He has done an exclusive partnership with us here at NFO. Go check out the NFO Newfound Overland merch line at BeckerSupplyCo.com. Get your t-shirt today, and don't forget, if you're a Patreon member, you get 10% off, so go join Patreon. We got two little tiers over there, and I'd love to have you. Now let's get back to today's episode. Lightly, I don't want to say sand, and I don't even want to like sandblast. I'll probably lightly knock off some of the crappy, not flaky rust, it's not that rusty, and then put some POR-15 or some sort of decent spray paint under there just to clean it up a little bit. I've had this thing for like 3 years. It's been a trail buggy. You know, we would drive it here and there, but she's showing some wear and tear. So I'm going to go through there, hopefully get it all buttoned up before More Expo. That's April 19th and 20th. And we'll see how it goes. I don't want to just slap it together just so I could make more. So if I have to take something else, I've got something else. It just won't be the third gen 4Runner, and it won't be nearly as cool. You know, I've got everything in there. I've got my drawer system. I got my fridge. I got my rooftop tent. I got everything in there. And that's another funny thing, because whenever we went camping, I took my work truck and I had nothing. Like, I just grabbed a couple little things out of my 4Runner and we went. And I don't know. I'm not going to talk too much about that trip because I'm going to have Ricky come on. This was his first time. Ricky kind of helps me out. I don't want to call him special needs, but he is a special human, and he is dependent on others. Let's just say that he's a good friend of mine. I met him 5 years ago when I bought I bought a vending business, and he came with the business. So that's kind of the joke. Whenever we go to places, he'll introduce him. Hey, my name's Benji. I came with the business or something. Not so much anymore, but back in the day. So super nice guy. He's about 31. He's probably, I don't know. He needs help from others, but he's very independent, all on his own. I don't want to down talk him or anything like that, but I'm going to get him in the studio. Hopefully, I don't know. It might be a bonus. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be for the actual podcast. Maybe it might be a good one. Maybe not, but I did promise him. That's why we did a small trip. We did a small trip about 2 miles from my house. Off-road Brian came up, brought his kids. I brought my son. We brought Ricky. And it was about a 12 to 15 hour camp trip. It wasn't anything bad. I just wanted to make sure he was comfortable tent camping and primitive camping, because we didn't have any bathrooms or anything like that, and no cell service. So I just want to make sure he was able to adjust to that and just see, because if I take him down to Arkansas in the middle of nowhere and him have like a meltdown or something, you know, I don't think he would. But, you know, some people who go camping, especially anyway, stay tuned for that. I'm going to do a full blown video when we go down to Arkansas so I could capture that. But I also want to get him in the studio and talk about his first experience camping, although it was just a 12 to 15 hour. So get him in here, probably do a special on that. So let's get into today's voicemails and see what we got. I got to turn my volume down here. I'm still figuring all this stuff out. Guys, if it comes through your radio a little hot, you've been warned. Just turn it down a little bit or be prepared to do so. Here we go.
Hey, Benji. This is Tim calling out of Dallas, Texas. I've been listening to you on Budget Overland, and now over to the new one. Anyway, got your topic talk. So group. Trips, things of that nature, kind of, you know, little adventures. Whenever there's a small group of us, so most of us have iPhone users, we use the Notes app, and you can actually share those and make it an editable file, but it puts it right then and there, so you're not having to have, like, Google Sheets or log into a website and access different things. But to typically when it comes to our menu, you know, we'll kind of divvy up who has what, you know, in terms of, hey, we're going to cover breakfasts, we're going to cover dinners, we're going to cover lunches, or, hey, we're going to cover this day, you cover that day, and I'll cover, you know, the next day. But with that being said, we can go in and we can create menus. We can divvy out, again, who is going to be responsible for getting what. And then we'll also put, like, miscellaneous gear. Like, there's no reason for four of us to take each our own grill, you know. So we can lighten the load and kind of share some of the gear that we're taking. So, again, just a quick, simple tip. Helps keep people organized. Helps reduce redundancy of what you're taking. I mean, spare tools, that's one thing. But spare grills, you know, there's always a campfire. So anyways, liking what I hear so far, keep it up. Thanks. Bye.
Awesome, Tim. Thanks for calling those very good points. I agree with you 100%. And that's fun. You get it. Like, the communication is a big deal, especially, like you said, you know, you don't need four different grills. And me and my buddies, we established that a long time ago whenever we, like, you know, we're going regularly together. We're like, this is stupid. You know, we're wasting time. We're wasting propane. And then we're just making bigger messes for ourselves. So over the years we have, and it depends on who you go with. You know, some people can't cook. So it's like, no offense to you, but I'm going to bring my own little stove and cook my own thing. But with me and Brian specifically, like, because we go quite a bit together, we will say, hey, man, you got dinner, you got breakfast, you got lunch, I got, you know, the next dinner. So whatever, we alternate that. And I like this, the food thing with the notes. That's awesome. That's a good one. I'm going to write down. And then the miscellaneous gear, if you can, you know, get people to actually take the time and write down, hopefully by now, if you're going with the same people, hopefully they got like an itemized list. They could just like send you in like a docs file or something, but very good. Very good. Indeed. So thanks for the feedback and thanks for calling in, brother.
Hey, Benji, this is for your Monday topic talk thing. This is Ed calling from your favorite state of Kansas. When we run as a group, group communication is obviously extremely critical. We have kind of standardized on GMARs, but there's still a lot of groups that still run the classic CV. The other thing is, when you start talking about meal planning, you have to consider other people's dietary restrictions sometimes, but a lot of times you can work around that. So that's just a couple of things that I know comes up in our group planning. We'll hope to see it. We'll see you at the Moore Expo. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Ed. Yeah, those are very good considerations also. And I did ask Brian when we did go camping if his kids were allergic to anything or super picky. And fortunately enough for them, they enjoy steaks, brats, and hot dogs all the same. So very good information there. And I will see you at Moore. Guys, I don't know if I dropped the code for Moore earlier, but if you guys want to save 10%, you could drop the code BUDGETOVER10, give you 10% off the entry. Power Sports Expo is going to be going on the same time. If you guys are camping there, I think they're still doing a VIP pass, and the S'more to Moore rally saves 10% off by going and using code BUDGETOVER10. Guys, if you want to call in and be a part of this topic talk of group trips, call the hotline 417-319-1969. And if you guys want to call in and just leave a random question anyway, or plug an event that's coming up, you could do so also. Or you can call in and tell me how cool my studio looks. And don't tell me if it looks bad, because I spent a lot of time on this sucker. Guys, that'll do it for today's show. Hopefully you have a killer Monday. I won't see you Thursday, and I might not see you next Monday, but please, please, please turn in for our big launch on 4/4/24, the launch of Newfound Overland. Bye-bye.